World Series came to a conclusion last night, and the Cowboys might as well have. We'll get to all that and more coming up with sports. Stop it. Here in about 40 minutes.
What, they lose 92-24?
No, it was close, and they were called in the end zone and had a touchdown called back. Thank you.
I know, it's interesting. I saw that. I did. I watched some of that. It is
tragic.
Dez Bryant, who, of course, is a Boy Scout in his spare time.
Oh, sure.
And helps old ladies across the street.
Sure he does.
And by helping old ladies across the street, you mean kicking old ladies across the street.
Kicks them across, in the butt across the street. Yeah, he's not what you'd call a Boy Scout. But it's interesting because what happened is he became completely airborne to catch the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just human nature is you want to put your hand down to protect yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Had he not put his hand down, the Cowboys would have won the game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, I don't know if you were watching or not.
Yeah.
Hey, this Witten
Thanks
guy,
for bringing that back up again, though.
This Witten guy, he's a man among boys, isn't he? He's,
17 catches, set a Cowboy record yesterday.
He's the real deal. But anyway, and let me see. So, let me see. When was the last time the Giants lost in Jerry World? Oh.
That would be never.
They haven't, have they? Well,
what is it you're really passionate? I want to find something you like a lot.
Now, see, when it comes
Dachshunds.
To sports, when it comes to sports, it's just not, you know, but you see, that's a perfect example. The Witten guy individually is great. It's just the Cowboys as an organization.
I think it's the Romo as an organization.
Wow, man. So a 51-year-old Michigan man faces a few charges for animal poaching, and when I say a few, I mean 125.
Holy cow!
Uh-huh. Acting on a tip, Michigan Department of Natural Resources authorities searched the man's home. What they found would, even a seasoned hunter would raise an eyebrow over this. The guy had 100 animal parts of more than 100 animals, deer and turkey mostly in his possession, and did not have a license. He now faces $120,000 in reimbursement payments. And
pretty
90
sure
days
license
in jail.
Would have been cheaper.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's major league poaching. Yeah.
It's gonna be a good.
But once again, I'm sure his mom and dad taught him, if you're going to aspire to be something.
He connects better than Romo does.
Oh, listen to you.
Well, he does.
Throwing your quarterback under the bus.
Well, he stinks on ice.
Yeah, what can I say?
I like that. I'm going to use that.
Maybe he and his 14-year-old coach can figure something out. Yeah.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. You know, I have never had anyone tell me that buying insurance is fun. I have had people tell me that the two things that they dread the most are buying insurance and going to the dentist. The folks at W.E. Gibson Insurance realize this, and we do everything we can to take the pain out of the insurance buying process. When you call or come by our office, you will always be greeted with a friendly smile. Not only are W.E. Gibson's employees friendly, we are very knowledgeable. Our staff has over 125 years of combined insurance experience. We will answer your questions and we will shop your policies with many different companies to make sure that you're getting the best coverage at the lowest possible premium. If you're already one of our thousands of customers, I want to thank you. If you're not, why don't you give us an opportunity to show you why so many of your friends and neighbors use W.E. Gibson for their insurance needs. Look us up in the Yellow Pages. I don't promise that buying insurance will be fun, but at W.E. Gibson Insurance, it will probably be better than going to the dentist.
Hey, good morning. It's 617, News Talk 1620, WTAW. If you run outside right now, you'll go, dang, it's too cold for me to be out here. Now, it's really pretty nice out there, though. I mean, it's like 39,
it
40, you know, depending on where you are. But, yeah, it does. And that that moon out there, that's called the full hunter's moon. That's what you call the full moon that happens in October. It's Internet Day, so go ahead and use that today. I mean, if you're so inclined. It's National Oatmeal Day.
Yay, oatmeal!
It's Hermit Day, and it's National...
Hermits the cookies or hermits the people?
I'm thinking probably hermits the people. And and it's National Cat Day with a C.
Wow.
But if you have a cat with a C, then there you go. Or I guess, you know, we could make it like National Cat Day with a K. Could do that. So there.
I don't know.
Cat
I don't think
cats.
I'm that big enough of a deal.
Okay, well, that's it anyway. So what are you going to do special for your cat? How many you have? 9?
You are so mean.
Yeah, how many you got?
I've got 3.
All right, 3. So and what are their names?
Briar Patch. Gracie, the pretty one. And Briar Patch is a smart one. Uh-huh. And Pip.
And what's Pip? Somewhere in between?
Short for Philippa.
But I mean...
Pip was a little street cat. Pip is... Yeah, she's sort of in between. She's okay. Not very friendly.
Too shy of the crazy cat lady.
Yeah, that's right. Once again, so there you go. So you going to do anything special for him today?
I don't know. Yesterday I was feeling kind of sad, so I gave them some canned food so that at least they would be happy.
Well, there you go. All right. So did you enjoy feeding them in the canned food? Yeah.
Well, they're always very happy.
Some sort of vicarious situation.
They pretend like they love me whenever I give them canned food.
Forget it. It's a cat. All right, here we go. What do we got for birthdays?
John Abrams is 35. Really? That was Robert De Niro's kid in Meet the Rents.
Oh, of course.
Gabrielle Union, 40 years old. She was in a movie with Kristen Dunst called Bring It On and Cradle to Grave.
Uh-huh.
Winona Ryder.
Oh, yeah. Steal something today in her honor.
Yes. 41.
Yeah.
Jolie Fisher is 45.
Okay. I have no idea who that is.
Jolie Fisher?
Yeah.
Till Death.
Oh, of course. Well, now that you say that, sure, of course. Okay, yeah.
Randy Jackson is 51.
Is he still a judge on that thing? What is it called? American Idol? Or did he ever do that?
That would be Randy Jackson of the Jackson 5.
Yeah, okay. Well, whatever.
Okay. It's okay. I wouldn't have caught it, Scott.
Kate Jackson is 64 years old.
No Ken, right?
No. No Ken.
All right. Okay.
Richard Dreyfuss.
Oh, good.
Is 65.
Uh-huh.
And Danny Lane, 68, from Moody Blues.
Oh, yeah. That's one of my
I do
all-time.
Like the Moody Blues.
Yeah. I used to watch them when I was, young.
I saw them with the Austin Symphony.
Did you?
Yeah.
Knights in White Satin with the symphony was cool. Knights in White Satin, not bad at that. That's it.
Symphony's still cool. What are you talking about?
Homer Simpson. Kills it with his head. Happy birthday. Homer's birthday is today.
Wow.
Yes, Homer. Actually, Homer isn't actually having a birthday. It's Dan Castellaneta, who is the voice of Homer Simpson.
Oh.
And again, a guy who, I don't know, probably makes $3 or $4 million a year and doesn't have to do anything else unless he wants to.
See, I always thought Hank Azaria was his voice.
No.
But I guess
he plays Apu.
Everybody else.
Yeah, he does a lot of those. So, so there you go. Homer's got a birthday today.
He's the one that created the sound, though.
Yep.
The dope!
Yep, he'd be 55.